would you call them? I mean, if you talk about where the fire department is in the town, you call that the engine house, probably.
Yes.
Okay. How about the names of the names of various kinds of vehicles that the fire department has? Can you think of any? Just that?
There's a hook and ladder.
Okay.
And there's the inhaler squad.
Now, if something's a short distance from here, and someone says, "Oh, where is, the next intersection?" You say, "Oh, it's just a little what over there? It's just a little."
I'd say it's just a few blocks.
Okay, but if you were going to use.
Little way.
And it's a long distance, you say it's a long?
I'd say it's quite far.
Or a long?
Long distance.
A long
way.
And if something's not difficult to find, bought in almost any store imaginable. He says, "Oh, you won't have any trouble finding that. You can buy one of those any
place."
And do you use air or nair, for instance, forever and never in any context at all? How about the trenches cut by a plow?
You mean a furrow?
And how about the if a farmer had a good year, he says he raised a big or a bumper what?
Crop.
All right. Now let's say he's raising that grain that is used in making bread, especially staff of life. He says he raised a big what of what? He raised a big
field of wheat.
Yeah, but we said bumper.
Bumper crop.
All right. Say the whole thing. He raised
a bumper crop of wheat.
Removing the trees and shrubs from the land, they did what to the land? They, to say, they, you know, removed all.
Cleared it.
Okay. And do you have a name for? If they have clover, you know, fields of clover, and they cut it, you know, twice in a year. Do you have a name for the second time they do this? Okay. How about what do you call these packages of wheat? Do you know anything about wheat farming at all?
No, I don't.
Okay. How about now? This sounds kind of silly, but if you have one bushel of wheat, you add 39 more. What would you have? What do you think? No, I mean, just add in addition, in terms of addition. You have one bushel of wheat and you have 39 more.
40.
40 what? What would you say? Put it in a sentence. We had 40.
40 bushels of wheat.
I gotta explain this to you. I gotta explain this to you because you look, you know, as an economy or something. Now look, it's tied up in bundles. You know, I mean, the stocks, you know what that's called? A what of corn? Corn.
Stocks.
But in terms of sheaves, for instance,
that'd be wheat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes. Do you know how many? That's what I was getting at. For I said packaged. And I said, mm-hmm. What's the word you use there for with wheat?
Sheaf.